In this session, this is going to be quite a small session. We have an outline, and I have chosen to take the lesson, Salvation by Grace, and to give you an actual session on how to teach these discipleship lessons using Salvation by Grace as an example. By the time that we get through this lesson, I hope that you will understand and have a concept of how to teach the other lessons in these discipleship lessons. First of all, on this outline that we've supplied you, there are three main points, and this is just a short overview before we get into the actual teaching. Okay? The main point, point number one is this, in Salvation by Grace, these are the points, three points that you need to get across in teaching the lesson. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, righteousness is a gift. Okay? That's what you're trying to get the individual to say. That's what you're trying to get the individual to see. You're trying to get him to see that right standing, right relationship with God has been provided through Jesus Christ as a gift, okay? The next point, main point, and this is where the thrust of most of the lesson will be here in Salvation by Grace, is in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And what we want is a verse-by-verse detailed account of each verse with questions that you ask the individual from each one of those verses. Now, what we're going to do in the training is that we're going to show you how that you can mark your Bible and underline it in certain places on this passage where that you will know that there is a question that you need to ask the individual because you have your Bible marked at this particular point. So the second main thrust here is a verse by verse. And the best way to prepare for this lesson in this particular passage of Luke 18, verses 9 to 14, is to take your passage and to read it over and over, meditate each phrase and meditate each word, what that really means and what that's really saying. That'll be the best way that you can prepare for this lesson. Now, we're also going to tell you that we want you, after this whole process of training is over, we're going to teach you in segments, just small segments, and then we're going to ask you to teach back to the trainer, or if you don't have a trainer, to teach back to another person that's listening to this video cassette. And then we'd like for you to teach this lesson after you get it down where you can go through all of the questions and everything that we've told you. We want you to teach it to your children. We want you to teach it to your husband. We want you to teach it to your wife. We want you to teach it to friends. And after you teach this lesson four or five times, hey, you'll get it. You can then, you're ready to really teach the lesson to an individual that is lost, to a person that's without Christ, to a person that you really want to reach out and disciple, whether that be a backslider, whether that be a Christian that needs more understanding, or whether that be a lost person. You'll be ready after you've taught this three or four times. Now, also, we just want to say, if you can get the concepts of this lesson, you can then go on to the other lessons in our discipleship series, and you have a very good idea of how to present these other lessons to individuals and the concepts that we're using as we're reaching out in the discipleship lessons. So point number two in Salvation by Grace in your outline here is that you need to go through verse 9 through 14, pause and explain each verse, and we'll show you how to do that in this next session. Point number three is this, your conclusion. You're going to ask a question in this lesson. And the conclusion of this lesson is, if you got down on your knees right now, and if you cried out to God from your heart and said, God, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner, John, would God treat you the same way that he treated this tax collector? You see, the tax collector went down to his home justified. And John, if you humbled yourself like he did and cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and cried from your heart, would God treat you the way he treated the tax collector? Now, if the person says, I don't know, if the person says, no, then they haven't understood the lesson. You haven't taught the lesson correctly. You haven't prepared for the lesson. Or something's wrong here. Because if a person has understood the lesson correctly, they will say, they may even hesitate a minute and say, well, oh yes, that's exactly right. God would treat you in his mercy and grace the same way that he treated the tax collector. If you don't get that response out of this lesson that we're talking about, salvation by grace, the lesson hasn't been understood correctly. And you need to go back and you need to go through your materials and you need to go through your questions until a person gets to that point. So what I'd like for you to do right now is we're going to shut off the video right now. And I'd just like for you to take a minute and look at the three main points of this lesson as an overview to the lesson of salvation by grace. Okay?